Radio Prague News.
The opposition Social Democrats and Communists would gain a constitutional majority in the lower house, according to a new poll. The Czech government has adopted an ethical code for public employees, and five police officers who were arrested last week on charges of abuse of power allegedly provided information from police database to debt collectors. The opposition Social Democrats and Communists would get 138 seats in the 200-member Czech lower house, gaining a constitutional majority, according to a new poll by the STEM agency released on Wednesday. The Social Democrats topped the list with 26.1% of the vote, which means 92 seats, whereas the Communists in second place would receive 14.6% and 46 seats. The ruling Civic Democrats in third place fell just below 12% of the vote and 42 MPs, while another coalition party, the Topo 9, with 6.8% would get 20 seats on the lower house. No other party would cross the 5% threshold to enter the Chamber of Deputies. The Czech Republic will adopt the euro no earlier than in some 8 to 10 years' time, Prime Minister Petr Nečas told the lower house of parliament on Wednesday during a debate on the new rescue package for the eurozone. Arguing that a Czech approval with the plan will not automatically bring additional costs, Mr. Nečas said that future governments will have to discuss such guarantees at a time when they decide to join the eurozone. The Czech Republic is technically bound to join the eurozone by its 2004 accession treaty to the European Union. However, no official date for joining the common currency zone has been set yet. The Czech government on Wednesday adopted an ethical code for public employees. The code will require public employees to report any suspicion on corruption, while it also protects whistleblowers from losing their jobs as a result of their action. However, critics pointed out that it would be impossible to enforce the regulations due to missing legislation. The Czech branch of the anti-corruption watchdog Transparency International welcomed the code as a way of protecting those who report corruption, but said the government should follow it up with the Public Service Act. Five police officers from Prague and Liberec, who were arrested last week on charges of abuse of power, allegedly provided information from police database to private detectives and debt collectors, a spokeswoman for the Czech police said on Wednesday. The information was used for blackmailing a businessman into a fuel deal. 11 people were charged in the case, four of whom remain in custody. If convicted, they face up to 12 years in prison. Swedish King Carl XVI Gustav met with Czech President Václav Klaus and Prime Minister Petr Nečas on Wednesday during his three-day visit to the Czech Republic. The monarch heads a delegation of the Royal Swedish Academy of Engineering Sciences with representatives of the Swedish industry and universities. The officials discussed cooperation between the two countries in information technologies, medicine and other fields. The Czech Ministry of Culture has slashed financial support for new film projects as it ran out of funds earmarked for that purpose, a spokeswoman for the ministry said on Wednesday. The State Fund for the Support and Development of Czech Cinematography, which is part of the ministry, has only 10 million crowns to distribute among new film projects. This is a consequence of new legislation which discontinued funding from advertising on state-run Czech TV, while private broadcasters will not start contributing to the fund until next year. The fund will this year therefore only provide symbolic support for new Czech films, hoping the situation will improve next year. In hockey, Czech forward Martin Erad, whose team, the Nashville Predators, have been knocked out of the NHL playoffs, will on Friday join the Czech national team at the World Championships in Sweden and Finland, a spokesman for the Czech Ice Hockey Association said. However, the national team will have to do without veteran Jaromír Jágr. His team, the Philadelphia Flyers, were also knocked out of the playoffs, but the 40-year-old player said he was too tired to join the national team in Sweden. The Czechs, who have had mixed results at the event so far, will next play Latvia on Thursday. And finally, a brief look at the weather. The next few days we'll see partially overcast skies with occasional rain showers. Daytime highs should range between 22 and 27 degrees Celsius. My name is Jan Richter, and that's the end of the news.